Labor Day weekend traditionally marks the launch of the final sprint in the presidential election season. Presidential incumbent Donald Trump marked the final 56 days in the campaign with a pair of events in the battleground states of Florida and North Carolina. At a campaign event in North Carolina's Winston-Salem Airport, Trump again said, without evidence, that he could only lose the election if Democrats cheated by abusing the vote-by-mail process.
The only way they can win is by doing very bad things. That's the only way.
Trump has been doubling down on his law and order rhetoric rather than focusing on the more troublesome COVID-19 pandemic. That was true of his North Carolina speech, where he blasted Democrats and painted a threatening view of life under a Biden administration.
Next time you see video of screaming far-left maniacs shouting wildly at peaceful Americans, remember this. These are Biden supporters, and if he wins, they will be in charge of your government. As sure as you're sitting there, you'll be taking your monuments down. You'll be taking your statues down.
Trump ridiculed measures Democratic governors have taken to protect people from the COVID-19 pandemic, such as limiting large gatherings. He made exaggerated claims about limits on campaign attendance, painting his campaign as a victim.
That if you're campaigning, you can't have more than five people. They did that for me. If you're going to church, you can't go to church anymore. You can't go to church. You can't go to church. You can't do anything. You have to stay in your house. But if you're willing to riot running down Main Street, if you're willing to riot and stand on top of each other's face and do whatever the hell you want to do, you're allowed to do that because you're considered a peaceful protester. So we decided to call all our rallies peaceful protests.
Earlier in the day, Trump had made a more presidential appearance in Jupiter, Florida, where he signed an executive order to extend an oil drilling moratorium that has been popular with local businesses.
In a few moments, I will sign a presidential order extending the moratorium on offshore drilling on Florida's Gulf Coast and expanding it to Florida's Atlantic coast as well as the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina.
The moratorium on offshore drilling was expected to expire in 2022, but it has been popular with many Florida businesses who see its positive effects on tourism. So Trump is now extending the order for another 10 years and expanding it to several nearby states. Of course, Trump has taken many actions criticized by environmentalists, such as announcing he would withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accords, along with other actions such as slashing protected federal lands and Utah National Monuments, and rolling back Obama-era climate and anti-pollution regulations. But for Trump, the goal seems to be being seen as not only a champion of the environment, but even as the best one since, perhaps, forever. Trump described being praised for his environmental actions by his ally, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, and other senators.
They came to my office. They said that this will make us and make you the number one environmental president since Teddy Roosevelt. I said, that sounds good, because I wasn't going to do it. I figured, you know, let's not do it. But when they said that, that was like a challenge. So I said, well, why does it only have to go back to Teddy Roosevelt, which is over 100 years? Why can't we say from George Washington, right from the beginning? They said, well, we're not quite there yet, but one other bill like this will be there, Lindsey. You know that, right? But it's true. Number one since Teddy Roosevelt. Who would have thought? Trump is the great environmentalist. Do you hear that, Ed? Do you hear that?
Trump plans to continue his campaign in swing states over the next week with events in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Democrat Joe Biden is also scheduled to visit Michigan and Pennsylvania this week, along with a trip to the swing state of Wisconsin. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.